Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Got your Bibles in the book of Jonah. Let's stand this morning. Give you a chance to stretch your legs just for a morning. I'm going to read just a few verses, but y'all do pray. First and foremost, let's pray for Brother Jonathan this morning, but y'all pray for me this morning because I am nervous, but that's all right this morning. We'll read the first seven verses and jump down and read 15 and 17. The Bible says in the book of Jonah, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee from Tarshish, from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, Cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise. Call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, Every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for those for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Let's skip down to verse number 15. The Bible says, So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to hide us behind the cross, just be a willing mouthpiece, just a willing vessel for you this morning, dear Heavenly Father. There'll no be preaching done unless you do it, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would come down and meet with us just for a little while. If there's one here lost, dear Heavenly Father, convict that soul this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Touch Brother Jonathan this morning in a mighty and special way. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I was really, really thinking about, I really don't have exactly what you call a title for this message, so we're just going to call it Jonah this morning. But we're going to give you just a little bit of background. I've done a little bit of studying on this, but the book of Jonah is actually written in third person. As third person point of view, it belongs to a person or people being talked about, an example of he, him, hers, himself, that type. And I'm just going to be honest with you this morning. If you're a guy, that means you're a him. That you a he this morning, okay? If you're a lady, if you're a woman here, that you a her, okay? That's not up for debate, okay? You can change whatever you want to. You can cut off, add whatever you want to do, but you will stand before God the way you come into this world. So that we'll leave that alone, but we'll try to move on. But you know what? Jonah prophesied at a very early date. 2 Kings 14 and 25 indicates Jonah gave prophecy around the 8th century B.C. that was fulfilled during the reign of Jeroboam II, possibly in 793 to 752 B.C. And I studied this. The purpose of Jonah's prophecy was to show the sovereignty of God at the work in the life of an individual, which would be Jonah, and concern for a heathen nation. I'll say that each and every one of us are individuals, and let me tell you something. We may live in the United States. I still think it's the best country in the world to live in, but I'm telling you what, honey, we're a heathen nation right now. We have turned our back on God, Brother Stan. You know what? We need to turn back to God this morning. If you're here lost and undone without God, would you make today the day of salvation? Maybe you're sitting here and you're not exactly where you need to be with the Lord. Won't you come make things right with Him? Come get back in the center of God's will this morning. I promise you, the preacher may be sick right now. You know, and yes, we do need to pray for him, Brother Stan, but I believe he would say right now, go ahead, church. It'll be all right to have church. I might not be able to be there. I want to be there. My desire is to be there. But most of all, his desire is for us to go ahead this morning and have church and worship God and in spirit and in truth this morning. What greater day, not because I'm here, but what greater day because the Lord would pass by and save a soul in the church house today. And Miss Leslie and her family could go home and say, Brother Jonathan, guess what happened today in church? You know what? What exciting times. You know what? That's what we need to get back to, Brother Stan. This world will tell you how exciting it is, Brother Matt. Why ain't we tell them how exciting it is to be in the house of God? Why not? Why do we not have smiles on our face this morning? We'll try to move on from that, but I'm just here to tell you, sovereignty, that's supreme power. Supreme power. We forget how powerful our God is. Y'all know just how sovereign God is this morning? Y'all know just how powerful God is this morning? I'm going to tell you something, honey. Brother Jonathan might have a headache this morning, but I know a God that can take care of a headache. You might have cancer this morning. I'm here to tell you, honey, I know a God that can take care of it this morning. I don't know what your problem is. Brother Allen preached, he said, don't give up, just keep on. Just keep on this morning. Whatever your problem is, whatever your need is, my God can take care of it this morning. This morning, we'll try to move on just a little bit. That Webster's Dictionary says sovereign is chief, highest, supreme in power, authority. You can't get any higher, my friend. I'm here to tell you, honey, God, He is almighty. Almighty this morning. Let's don't forget that. You know that even Jesus references Jonah in the book of Matthew. We won't flip over there, but you can go read it. Matthew 12, around 39 through 41 this morning. Jesus references this passage of Scripture. So even Jesus knew the Scriptures. Let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to be mean this morning. Do you know the Scriptures? I'm just asking you this morning, do we know the Scriptures this morning? Do we? I'll be honest with you, Brother Stan. For a while, I was like, well, the book of Jonah says a great fish. It doesn't say anything about the whale. But you know what? I went over to Matthew. It's what Matthew's account of what Jesus said in the belly of the whale. Y'all remember that thought? We'll move on just a little bit. I found this very interesting. We'll get on into the Scripture here in just a minute. As it starts to talk about Jonah. The name Jonah in the Hebrew is Yonah, Y-O-N-A. It means dove. It means dove. Do you know Jesus in Matthew 3 and 16? And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him this morning. I went on to study and found out that Jonah's father, Amittai, in the Hebrew is Amittai, which means my truth. My truth. So God sent my truth in Jesus. Here he is. This morning, he sent him for you this morning. Verse 1, we see that the word of the Lord came to Jonah. God gave Jonah instructions to arise. How many this morning is he telling you, arise, get up? He's telling you, get up and do something for the glory of God this morning. If we're born again this morning, he's got a work for you. But I'm not a preacher this morning. You don't have to be. You've still got a work to do. God's telling somebody this morning, it's time for us to arise and get up. But I want you to notice something. In verse 2, God gave Jonah instructions to arise and said, go to Nineveh and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before them. We can see that wickedness all over the land today. We just talked about it just a minute ago. But it's too many times we let that wickedness get in our way. Really do. Brother Stan was talking about it this morning. I got to thinking he was giving an illustration about this and talking about this and this and talking about that. You know what happens? I go to Brother Scotty. Scotty, did you hear about Brother Stan? Stan ain't done a thing in the world. I told Scotty, and by 15 or 20 other people come back around, that Brother Stan's the worst brother we got, and Brother Stan ain't said nothing. You ever had that happen? You ever tried to stand in the line, Brother Robert, and tell somebody something, and by the time it gets to the last person, it ain't even close to what you said to begin with? So you know what I'm talking about tonight? Wickedness is in our land today. So that was good this morning. I appreciate that, brother. But number one, I want you to notice something this morning is Jonah's decision. Number one, Jonah's decision. Verse number 3, Jonah had a decision to follow the Lord, but he chose not to. The Bible says that God told Jonah, said in verse number 2, he said, arise, go to Nineveh. But let's look at verse number 3. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish. Jonah got up, but he went the wrong way. How many times have we got up, but we went the wrong way this morning? So Jonah's decision, he had a decision to follow the Lord, but he chose not to. Jonah did arise, but he got up, and he didn't go the way that he was supposed to go. I took a map. I wanted to do a little study, and so I looked up. Where was Nineveh at? Nineveh was an ancient city, capital of the Israeli Empire, was founded by Nimrod, Genesis 10, 8, and 8 through 10, on the east banks of the Tigris River. It's across the river from the modern city of Mosul in Iraq. Joppa, which is where Jonah ended up going to, was Israel's major seaport of the Mediterranean Sea in the Old Testament, known today as Jaffa, just south of Tel Aviv. But you know what? I got to studying, okay, well, if Nineveh was here, and Joppa was here, where did Jonah start out at? I got to do a little study and research. I believe it was Gath Hepher. That was Jonah's hometown according to some of the maps. So Nineveh was in the northeast, and Joppa was the southwest. So you know what? If I have it this way, Brother Stan, God's telling us to get up. He's telling us to get up and go up, but yet we're getting up and going down. Y'all see that this morning? He's telling us to get up and go up, but yet we're getting up and we're turning down. So this morning, not only do I see that, that Jonah's decision was the total opposite direction of what the Lord said. We just said it. How many times have we went in the wrong direction before? We need to listen to the Lord and follow His leadership. You know, the Bible says you must be born again. That's the first and foremost thing this morning. If you're lost and undone, you may not have any idea what we're preaching on this morning. So first of all, you must be born again. God's telling you to get up and go up this morning. If you walk out that door, you got up, but you're choosing to go down this morning. I'm here to tell you there's only two places. It's heaven or hell this morning. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's just the way it is. That's just Bible this morning. The Bible says you must be born again. God's telling us this morning to get up and let's go up this morning. Hey, they just sung about it. They just sung about this morning. Is anybody here ready to go to heaven? Amen. I seen about one hand over. I'm ready, just not today. Are you ready? Are you looking forward to getting there? Why are you looking forward to go to heaven? Just think about it for a minute. You know why I'm looking forward to getting to go to heaven? Because I get to miss hell. But you know what, Brother Stan? I dare say they're walking around today because of their decisions, just like they did Jonah's decisions. They choose Sunday after Sunday, day after day, time after time to reject God, right, Brother Tim. I'm telling you, the Bible says He'll deal with man once. Well, that's the Bible said. But He'll reveal Himself unto you one time this morning. But preacher, I'm not ready. And that's what the devil will tell you. He'll tell you this. He'll tell you, don't get saved today. You know what he'll tell you right now in the church? You know what he'll tell you this morning? You know what? You could have got saved this morning, but Brother Jonathan ain't there. Why don't you wait till next Sunday when Brother Jonathan's back? Amen? And Brother Jonathan won't mind me using him in that example, but I'm just here to tell you, honey, if God's dealing with you today, today is the day of salvation. The decision, just like Jonah, the decision is yours today, honey. Today, it's up to you to choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to go up and serve God, or are you going to just turn her back on Him? Go down. This morning, we'll try to move on. Number two, I see that Jonah's decision led to Jonah's disobedience. Y'all see that? He went in the opposite direction of the Lord. Back in the book of Genesis 19, and we won't turn over there to read for the sake of time, but Genesis 19 and 15, the angels told Lot, take his wife and daughters, and said, get out of there. 19 and 17, escape for thy life, and look not behind thee. But we see in Genesis 19 and 26, what happened to Lot's wife, looked back, became a pillar of salt. God told them which direction to go. Told them to go get out of there. But they look back this morning. So let's don't look back. Let's don't ever forget what God's done for us this morning, but let's don't look back. Grab a hold to the plow and let's go forward. You know what? How we're going to stay straight is looking forward, Brother Scotty. I've learned a long time ago, you try to look around and look back trying to plow or do something like that, you'll be like this right here. But if you'll just grab a hold and just put one foot in front of the other, well, God, I'm just trusting you this morning. I'm trusting you this morning. I'm trusting you this morning. And we can walk straight. We can walk upright. You know what? And we can show this lost and dying world that, you know what, coming to church on a Sunday, that's good and there's excitement. And how about you? How many of you is excited to be in the house of God this morning? Let me ask you a question. Are you saved? Say amen. Amen. There's probably 250 people in here. And can I just be honest with you? Say amen. Amen. Come on now. Are you glad to be saved? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, that's a little bit better. Can I just be mean again? I'm telling you, at the ball game, when I turned and hit that one the right center field, I wasn't being quiet running around the bases. Hey, did y'all see that? Woo! What a hit. I'm here to tell you, would we not be the same way today? Preacher, that's mean. Get back to the message. I'm just here to tell you, honey, that's where we're at today. We ought to be excited. Can I tell you something? My God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for me and my sins and you and your sins. If you're sitting here lost today, your sins this morning. Honey, today is the day of salvation. I'm here to tell you, we ought to be excited. If you're saved and born again, we ought to be lapping the church building this morning. But preacher, that'd be undignified. Hallelujah, it might be time for you to get undignified. I'm telling you what, yes, God, bless us with a beautiful sanctuary, a beautiful church, but hallelujah, that chair's comfortable. He'll get weary and well done, as Brother Allen preached. Well, I stand up and say, thank you, Lord, this morning. You know what? Thank God for saving my soul this morning. But you know what? I'm here to tell you, honey, his decision led to his disobedience. He went down to Joppa where he was not supposed to be. We find him getting on a ship going to Tarsus. He went looking for trouble. I see that Jonah paid the fare thereof. Can I take a time out just right here? I've been doing that a lot this morning, so it'll be all right. Fare, you know what the definition of that means this morning? Money a person pays to travel. I want y'all to think about that for just a moment, just a minute. Money a person pays to travel. You know what? I've got a ticket that's been stamped to heaven. It's been paid for. The fare has been paid for you and I this morning. Honey, if you will just get a hold of that, I tell you what, Jonathan would feel better because you'd run by his house down there if we just get so excited this morning. If we would just remember that this morning, Brother Stan. I'm telling you what, I'm just here to tell you, honey, we ought to get excited in the house of God about what he's done for us today. But preacher, Jonathan ain't here. We need to act dignified. I'm telling you what, one of you was to shout, we'd have church. I'm going to get ahead of myself, but you know what? They cast lots on Jonah. It called him out, said, you're the man. You are the man this morning that needs to shout. You are the man that needs to say hallelujah. You are the woman that needs to say thank you, God, this morning. I'm just here to tell you, honey, I'm talking to self too. Preacher, you ain't run a lap around the church. Well, I ain't got the wind to make it all the way around. Somebody meet me in the back with an oxygen bottle. Hey, I tell you what, babe, I'll start, Matt, you take over, and we'll get one lap around the church. But you know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about this morning. Jonah's decision led to his disobedience. Did y'all see how low he gets down in this ship? He goes all the way down into this ship during that storm. Brother Stan, he gets so far away that the storm is raging all around him, but yet he sleeps. Because he was so far away from the presence of the Lord. I don't want to get that far away from the presence of the Lord. I want to be right in the center of God's will. How am I going to do that? I'm going to have to listen. I'm going to have to read. I'm going to have to listen to what thus saith the Word of God this morning. I'm here to preach what the Word of God says, not what I say this morning, okay? I know Brother Jonathan's preached Jonah. And can I just give you a challenge? If you ain't read Jonah in a couple of weeks or a month or so, go read the whole book. The whole book. What are you talking about, preacher? Hold on, there ain't but 4 chapters and 48 verses. Just saying. It'd do us good this morning. Not only do I see Jonah's decision led to his disobedience, number 3, led to Jonah's demise. Look at verse number 15. They took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. They chunked him overboard in a storm. How many of you is going to survive that right there if they throw you overboard? But you know what? He's thinking about Jonah right there. If I wasn't bad enough, what happened? Here come a great fish, swallowed him up. He just went from bad to worse, didn't he? You see what we're talking about? The decision to disobey God can lead to that demise, bad to worse. Brother talked about it this morning. He'd love nothing more than to split right down the middle. I'm just here to tell you, honey, look around. Look around. Young people, listen to me. Don't marry unequally yoked. Amen? Amen? If you've been divorced, I don't mean no disrespect at all, but let me tell you something, honey. Marriage is between one man and one woman. I hate we have to clarify that anymore, but that's Bible, one man and one woman. And the Bible says you take that vow, it's till death do you part. So that's serious this morning, honey. While we on that, I'm going to take another time out here. That great fish, that whale, Brother Stan, you know, science try to disprove the Bible all the time, but you know what they do? They prove the Bible a whole lot. So I got to studying about that. Well, you know, they say there's not a whale big enough. Well, actually, there is. There is a whale that is physically possible that could swallow a human. But science tried to say with the ashes of the stomach, it wouldn't allow it. It would just eat up. But my Bible says God provided a great fish. So I believe he turned it off for just a few minutes. You say, can God do that? The Bible says I believe God can do that this morning. This morning, I believe that. But you know what else? That whale was the sperm whale. And you know what else? This was the Mediterranean Sea where they were on. I got to look, and sperm whales have been spotted in the Mediterranean Sea. So can I tell you something? The Bible's true this morning. Don't take my word for it. Let's read it, Brother Robert. Let's find out what thus saith the Word this morning. We see that Lot fell back on Jonah. We already said this morning about that. Calling you out, 2 Samuel chapter number 12, verse number 7. And Nathan said unto David, thou art the man. He said, you're the man. He said, you're the reason why things is going this way, because you didn't mind God. Bathsheba was not your wife to have. Brothers, can I be honest with you? Miss Tanya is my wife over here. Can I be real with you? Leave her alone. Amen? Leave her alone. I am her husband. Leave me alone. Amen? Simple as that. How much plainer can we make it this day and time? I mean that with utmost respect, because you know what happened? If I don't spend time with my wife, and every once in a while I walk by and say, honey, thank you, I love you, she's going to wonder if I love her or not. That's what causes problems and division. I'm not saying we're having problems. Don't think it that way. It's by before 12 o'clock, it'll be to the back door. Me and her's getting divorced after a while. It ain't true. But you know what I'm talking about? That's how it happens this morning. That's how it happens this morning. You know what? We need some men of God that'll get up and say, you're the man this morning. You need to get things right. You need to get things right. Before I preach this, I had to look at self in the mirror and said, you need to get things right. God, please don't let anything be standing between you and I when I go to the pulpit this morning. You know what? It'll be time. If it's our time, I want to be ready, Brother Stan. I don't want anything standing in my way between me and the Lord this morning. Preacher, what do you mean? You say, I know, but I want to be right where I need to be with God this morning. You know what? I stand accountable for what I preach right here. Brother Jonathan stands accountable for who he lets preach right here, but I stand accountable this morning. Brother Stan stands accountable for what he taught right there. You all stand accountable for what you do with the lesson and the message this morning. Each and every one of you stand accountable for what was taught in your Sunday school lessons this morning. Number four, we're going to try to move on. Jonah's decision led to his disobedience, led to his demise. But number four led to Jonah's declaration. What do you mean, preacher? Let's go. Jonah chapter 2, verse number 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. I believe, Brother Stan, Jonah went to doing some repenting. I believe I would have been too stuck in the belly of a whale, wouldn't you? But you know what? All could have been avoided this morning. There's a lot of trouble that comes. It's just circumstance of life. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of trouble we cause on ourselves because of our wrong choices, our wrong decisions. But you know what? I'm here to tell you, honey, that's not the end of it. If you made a wrong choice, a wrong decision, come back and repent. God is ready. He's standing with open arms. He's right here, ready for you to make your declaration. Repent to God this morning. That's what Jonah did. He said, I prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And you can read through chapter number 2, and you can see that. I believe if you read on just a little bit more, that Jonah prayed. You know what? If you jump over to Luke 15, we may turn over to Luke 15 in a minute. But the prodigal son, I believe after he spent all he had, he started repenting. He said, you know what? I'm at the rock bottom. When you get into the belly of a fish in the middle of the ocean or the sea, how much lower can you get? Amen. This morning, I believe he repented. Number 5, this is where I wanted to get to. We'll be done here in just a minute. I see Jonah's decision led to Jonah's disobedience, led to Jonah's demise, to Jonah's declaration. But you know what I see, Brother Stan? Number 5, I see Jonah's deliverance this morning. I see Jonah's deliverance this morning. Y'all get a hold of this right here. I looked that word up, deliverance. Deliverance is an act of delivering or the state of being delivered. This right here beside of it said salvation. If you need deliverance this morning, it's here, honey. Salvation, rescue. I'm here to tell you, honey, if that's what you need this morning, come get right with God. But preacher, you ain't giving invitation. Invitation's open. It's open right now. You need to be saved. We'll keep right on preaching. There's men of God that'll come help you if we have to. Hey, if you need to be saved, we'll take a time out and deal with God. Do what we need to do right there. Then hallelujah, we'll finish the message. We'll shout hallelujah and go home in a little bit. But I'm here to tell you, today is the day. Today is the day. Why do you keep saying today? Because you ain't promised tomorrow. You're not promised tomorrow. I work part-time at the 911 center. We hear it all the time. Brother Gerald back there, he works there. We hear it all the time. Brother Jonathan gets the calls all the time, Brother Stan. When they call and there's nothing you can do, and they're already, brother, that you run these response calls, when you get there and they're already gone, there's nothing you can do. They didn't have tomorrow. But preacher, I'm just not ready. You need to get ready. If God's dealing with you, can I just be real clear on something here? We don't get saved when we want to this morning. If God's knocking on your heart's door this morning, right now, this very minute, if it was me, I'd run to this old-fashioned altar. I'd make a beeline to this altar and get things right with God. Why? Because I don't know. I'll make it out that back door. Well, preacher, why are you preaching like this morning? Because I love you. I don't want to see you die and go to a devil's hell this morning. You know what? If it was up to me, I'd take every one of us to heaven, but it's not up to me this morning. I can't save you, Brother Ted. It's up to you. It's up to each and every one of you this morning. But there is deliverance here this morning. Jonah 2 and 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. I don't know right there, Brother Stan. The Bible doesn't tell me, but I don't know if that whale spit him about 5 miles and landed him on the land, or if that whale got beached and throwed him. I don't know, but I'm here to tell you, it said dry ground. I believe it was far enough away. It was on dry ground this morning. Maybe you've been down on yourself. Maybe you've been in the bottom this morning. Maybe you've been as low as you can go. But if we'll get a hold of Jesus this morning, we can be put back up on dry ground this morning. Jesus is the rock this morning. That's what we've got to build our foundation on this morning. Y'all listen to this. Jonah 3, verse number 1. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. The second time. Ain't you glad for a God of second chances this morning? Ain't you glad for God? I'm just going to be real honest with you this morning. I made a profession of faith when I was 8 years old. Why'd you do that, preacher? Everybody else was doing it. I really honestly believe in my heart that I was not saved at that time. But there come a day. When my son was 9 months years old, that's real good English, ain't it? 9 months old. But I'm here to tell you, God convicted my heart. Brother Stan, I had a decision to go one way or the other. Everybody don't talk about the white knuckles holding on to the pews. We don't have pews. You got chairs in here. Don't hold on to the chair. Just come on and get saved this morning. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I was holding on to that pew. And God was saying, I'm here. I'm here. It's your choice. And it was. You know what? I got up out of my seat. I've done like this right here. I had a choice to turn right, but I didn't. I walked out the back door of the church. Could have walked away, and God never dealt with me again, Brother Stan. But I thank God the very next Sunday that God didn't give up. I thank God for a God of second chances this morning. He come by one more time. One more time. Now, this time, they done a better job when they got me to church. I was on the end of the road. I didn't have far to go to get out. I didn't have long to think about it. This time, they packed me against the wall. Maybe it's you packed against the wall this morning. I don't know. But I was up against the wall, Brother Stan. I don't remember what they sang. I don't remember what the preacher preached. All I know is probably the longest invitation in the history of invitations because the preacher said somebody needs to move. Somebody needs to get things right. Somebody needs to move. I don't know why I'm giving you my testimony. Maybe somebody needs to hear it this morning. But I'm just here to tell you, there's deliverance. You know what, Brother Stan? The old white knuckle syndrome come back. I was up against the wall. Remington, he was fussing. Y'all can imagine me toting him now. He could tote me. But I'm just here to tell you this morning. He was fussy. I said, give me that youngin'. Because you know what? I had to get out of there, Brother Stan. I had to get out of there. And he said, and I was like, but Lord, why do you want to save me? I can't leave it this morning. And the preacher would stand up and he'd say, I don't know, but y'all need to sing another verse. God said, you know, I can't leave it, but with Jesus I can. So guess what? Every crutch I would throw out there, Brother Stan, he would kick it out of the way. He would kick this one out of the way. He would kick this excuse out of the way. Finally got to the point, I said, give me that boy. I got to get out of here, Brother Stan. It was all I could take. The Lord said, it's now or never, son. It's now. Maybe somebody, hallelujah, this morning. He may be telling you this morning, it's now or never this morning, honey. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, by the good grace of God, he dealt with my old heart one more time. You know what? I let go of that pew, crossed the back. I don't know how many people, but you know what I did? I walked, and this time I turned right. I walked right on up there to an old-fashioned altar, Brother Stan. I know that a lot of people say, I believe the first step I ever took is when I got saved. But you know what? I believe the Lord made me walk up there in front of everybody. I'm going to walk back here just so I can show you, Brother Tim, what I'm talking about. When I come out of that aisle, you know what I had to do? I was walking like this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to say. I have no idea. God, I just know I need you. I got to about right here. Brother Stan, I got to about right here. And I went like this. And when I did, if you've ever lifted weights before, put that old squat rack up on your back. And you do this right here and come out from under it, there's a weight gone. I believe right there at that moment in time, God said, you've tarried that long enough, I'll take it from here. Hallelujah. Thank God for a God of second chances this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about y'all, but I'm about to get happy this morning, Brother Stan, because he saved an old sinner, old wretch like me. He didn't have to, but I'm telling you what, honey, Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners, so that's already taken. I felt like at that time I was about number two in line, Brother Tim, but I'm just here to tell you, he passed by me one more time that day. He saved me. He set my feet up on the solid rock. I ain't never been lived perfect since, Brother Stan. I've had to come back to an old-fashioned altar and say, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry this morning. I need your help. I need your help. I need your prayers. Church, I need your help. I need your prayers to go ahead and take one more step for the glory of God this morning. To take one more step for the glory of God this morning. If you have it this way, let me take one more step for Brother Jonathan this morning. He might not feel like it, but I tell you what, honey, if we'll get behind the pastor this morning, if we'll pray, that headache will start easing up. It'll leave out of here. And I tell you what, I believe the preacher might run a lap around this church. I'm just here to tell you, there's deliverance this morning. Glad we're God of second chances. Sis, would you come start playing? Give them some hope, it's about done. I'm just here to tell you, God gave Jonah a second chance to go to Nineveh. I thank God he listened that second time. There's been times I've listened to God. I'm not up here patting self on the back. There's been times I've not. You know what? It's been hard to get out of those holes, Brother Tim. There's been times when my family's needed prayer. My family still needs prayer. I dare say your family needs prayer. This morning, I'm going to close out. We're going to go to Luke chapter number 15 and read just a couple of verses. Let's don't flee from the presence of God this morning. Let's run to God this morning. The Bible says in Luke 15. Let's jump down to verse 17. The Bible says, when he had came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. The father's here this morning. But when he was yet a great far off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. It says, but when he was a great far off, the father saw him. You know why the father saw him this morning, Brother Stan? Because I believe he was looking for him. He's looking this morning. He's looking this morning. Is it you? This morning. He's looking this morning. I'll go one step further. You'll make that first step, he'll come meet you. He'll come meet you. And the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven, and in thy sight am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the beast, the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. Y'all listen to this. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. This morning it may be you that's lost. Come to him.